California's mandatory water conservation program ended back in June, and there's already proof that Californians are backsliding in their efforts to save water, even though the state's drought is in its fifth year. According to recent water use numbers, the state's urban residents saved water at a rate of about 22% in June compared with the same month in 2013. That is down from 28% in May. One of the toughest places to save water is the high desert town of California City. As Emily Guerin from KPCC in Los Angeles reports, that story begins back in 1956.
Imagine a real estate developer named Nat Mendelson. He is driving into the desert north of Los Angeles with Elvis blaring on his car radio.
If your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the street to heartbreak hotel.
The city in his rearview mirror is booming. The population of LA County would grow almost 50% between 1950 and 1960. Mendelson wants to cash in on that growth, so he's out looking for two things: cheap land and lots of water. He finds them both 40 miles north of Los Angeles.
This article in it was burned. It was dated January 22nd, 1959.
That's Steve Kolrick. He's the former police chief of California City. He's kind of an unusual guy.
Most police chiefs are not president of the Historical Society.
Kolrick pulls out a faded newspaper article from a giant box of documents and reads the headline.
Vast lake found under Mojave Desert.
That's right. Underneath a bountiful cotton farm, Mendelson found a huge aquifer. Using some sketchy real estate tactics, he bought the farm and immediately started planning for a huge city that he envisioned would one day rival Los Angeles.
They would take out full-page colored advertisements.
Kolrick pulls out a copy of the Los Angeles Herald Examiner from 1962. A blonde woman is dipping her toe in a man-made waterfall in front of distant mountains.
The headline is, California City, a community for tomorrow, grows on the high desert.
Mendelson started planning for tomorrow today. He didn't wait for the people to come to put in roads or even to name them. He didn't wait to build that waterfall. And he didn't wait to put in water pipelines. 170 miles of them, curving through the desert along empty lots.
They wanted an image that if you moved here, this was waiting for you.
Except there was a problem.
They built it. They just didn't come. So we're still having to maintain those infrastructures.
That's Craig Platt,
Director of Public Works for the City of California City.
The man who is now dealing with the fallout of Mendelson's big dream.
Today you couldn't develop like this. They don't allow you to develop.
That's probably a good thing, huh?
And we're probably the model of why you don't.
Here's why. California City never developed the way Nat Mendelson intended. The industries he was banking on to relocate didn't materialize. Today, there are more vacant lots than homes. The city only rivals LA in one way. It's huge, the third largest in the state by area. But less than 15,000 people live there. That means all those water lines Mendelson put in, they're just sitting there, rusting. And recently, they've started breaking in really dramatic ways.
We're going to the geyser that I described to you when I was driving back into town.
Mayor Jennifer Wood is weaving her SUV down one of the city's many abandoned roads, AC blasting in 100-degree heat. Last year, she saw what looked like a house burning, but when she drove closer...
Basically, it looked like a plume of smoke, but it was actually water that was in the air, quite substantive.
It was a giant water line break, one of 400 major leaks in the city last year. Other geysers have blasted holes through asphalt, sending heavy chunks flying in all directions.
I always worried about the loss of life, because knowing what you could see it tearing up a road, well, that's a very hard substance. What would it do to a child?
Wood says it's these breaks that are the reason why California City never met the state's demands that it cut water use by over a third. The city is starting to replace its aging water pipelines, but it's a slow, expensive process.
Bottom line, it's money. We could do a whole lot with $500 million, but we're not wealthy.
Still, Steve Kolrick thinks the city could do better, like watering the city-owned golf course at night instead of the heat of the day.
Any problem any of us had, it shouldn't wait till somebody else points it out to you. You solve it yourself.
City officials say they are solving it. Major waterline breaks are way down compared to last year. Craig Platt with Public Works says his department is no longer spending all its time chasing leaks.
The main goal was to actually manage the water system, not let the system manage the department.
It appears to be working. In June, the city used 19% less water than it did at the same time 2 years ago. But now that the state has rolled back mandatory water conservation, water use in California City is rising again. And this time, leaky pipes are not to blame.
For Here and Now, I'm Emily Guerin, reporting from California City, California.